Check 1, 2. Check 1, 2. So I was asking on Twitter and in various forums, how in the heck does Romney become the nominee after all the things we know? Well, the answer is simple. The mainstream media. Whether you know it or not, the mainstream media chose our candidate, all the while making us think we chose him. That we chose him. They fed us the negatives on our candidates, and they fed us the moderateness of other candidates, which by default led us to Romney. And why did they lead us to Romney? Because they believe it's their best shot of beating him and Obama getting 4 more years. And I grew up with TV. I grew up watching The Dukes of Hazzard. I grew up watching Schoolhouse Rock. And these things shaped my worldview, you know, Gunsmoke and you know, things like that. It just shaped my worldview into a framework. But, you know, back in my day, it was entertainment and education programming. Now we are on political programming. And as long as you're getting, as long as you believe you're getting the truth from the number 1, 2, 3, and 4 names in news, you are being programmed politically. And it is time that if we want to truly change America, it is time that we move away completely from the mainstream media and embrace the web stream media. Because on the web stream media, you get to choose what you listen to or what you read about. And while Google is doing a very good job of creating the narrative on that as well, I pray that conservatives and independents, truly independents, or even libertarians will create their own browsing engine or their own browsing network or whatever, so that we always have an independent point of view on the internet, on the web. As long as, again, we trust the number 1, 2, 3, 4 names in news, we're never going to hear the whole truth. We're never going to get it. And they're always going to be programming us to what the progressives want. It is time to make the switch. Web stream media. From Dallas, I am Elijah B. Have a great day.